Alleluia. Well, I wanted to do something a little bit different this morning. And I just want to share for a few minutes on something the Lord laid on my heart a few weeks ago, and other things have been said, and I just feel this is the right time and Lord God's timing upon it. But I want to preach just for a very short time. So you need to pray for a miracle. I don't want to spend much more than 10 or 15 minutes in the Word this morning. But when after I've spoken and shared, I've already got the oil out. So I want to spend some time just ministering and praying for people this morning. Now we're going to go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, and we're just going to read the first 6 verses together. And I just want to share, just as I said, a few thoughts for no more than about 15 minutes. So if it gets to 2:15, you can start going like this to tell me to wrap up. Now, I won't often tell you to do that, as you know. But I want to just be in God's house today, in the presence of God, just to receive from Him this morning. Now, here in Acts chapter 19, we read these words. It says, "It happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?' And they said to him, 'We have not even as much heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.' And he said to them, 'Into what then were you baptized?' So they said, 'Into John's baptism.' Then Paul said, 'John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.'" Amen. Now just a short reading there from the scriptures. You know, Paul is ministering, he's been on a mission trip, and he's working his way through parts of Asia, and that area where he is, and he came to this place called Ephesus. And Ephesus, you'll know, is a key place in the scriptures. Paul wrote his whole book of Ephesians to the church at this town. And if you read through Ephesians, you see there's some great things there in Ephesians. Starts off by talking about our salvation, what we have in Christ Jesus. And he goes through some other things. It's in Ephesians that we read that we're saved through grace. It's not we're saved by faith through grace, or by grace through faith, whichever way the scripture puts it. It's not of works. It's not anything that we've done. And also in Ephesians we get Paul addresses the ministry gifts to the church: the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor and teacher. In Ephesians we read of the relationship that husbands and wives should have, and he said this is the same that Christ has loved the church, and we should, Christ has that love for us. And then also we have the spiritual armour. All these things are packed into just 6 short chapters in the book of Ephesians. So this is a church which is a church that's moving on in the things of God. But here he comes to this place in Ephesus, and he finds a group of disciples. And as he's talking with these disciples and he's sharing with these disciples, he finds there's something missing from their experience with God. So he asks them this question, he says, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" He says, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" Now, in this Bible and The majority, and I think nearly all of the modern translations, say this. It says, have you or did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Now, I'm tending to favour, and I know this goes against a lot of what commentators say and scholars and theologians say, but I'm favouring the old King James version of that verse, where it says, have you received, or did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believed? Because this, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is something that happens after salvation. These are already disciples. They're already faithful Christians. They're already going on with God. They've believed on Jesus as their Saviour. And we know, because the Scripture teaches us, that we cannot be saved unless the Holy Spirit's within us. You know, God puts His Spirit within us. It's His Spirit that comes into us when we've received Jesus as Saviour. So there's no question about whether we've got the Holy Spirit when we've believed on Jesus. Because God in part, you know, all the Spirit of God is God Himself. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God, by His Spirit, comes into our lives when we believe on Him. When we ask Him for forgiveness, we trust Him for our salvation, the Holy Spirit comes in. But the experience that Paul goes on to minister to these Christians here in Ephesus, he said, it's about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. That's a separate baptism. That's a separate infilling. That's not the Spirit that you get when you get saved. That's something that comes after salvation. So here, I'm favouring the King James. It says, did you receive the Holy Spirit since? Or have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, we haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And so he begins to teach them. He begins to show them that John came preaching in the wilderness, because they'd heard of John, they'd been baptized into John's baptism, the baptism of repentance. So they'd heard of John. So he said, look, he said, John came, and we read this in Luke 3, verse 16. John said, look, he said, there's one coming in after me who's mightier than me. He says, I'm not even worthy to bend down and untie his shoes. He says, but when he comes, he says, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And let's come in. Jesus has come. And the baptism that Jesus came at, it says he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now Jesus himself spoke. And I want us just to go there for a minute or two. Into John's Gospel chapter 7. And this has already been touched on this morning. I don't think the verse has been quoted, but certainly the essence of the verse, and we sang it in that song earlier on. In John 7 verse 37 we read these words. It says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now the Bible tells us in verse 39, it says that Jesus spoke this about the Holy Spirit. He says, this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So the group of disciples in Acts, where Paul went, we went to Ephesus, he found his disciples, they believed on Jesus. They'd been baptized with John's baptism. Now, they hadn't been baptized in the name of Jesus, as we were told to go into all the world to baptize, make disciples, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They hadn't been baptized with, they'd just been baptized with John's baptism. So it says that we read it in the scriptures in Acts, they were baptized in water, and then Paul laid his hands upon the disciples and says, and they received the Holy Spirit, and they spoke with tongues, and they prophesied. You know, something happened inside. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And out of their hearts, the began to flow rivers of living water, just as Jesus said what would happen on that day when he stood up at the feast of the Jews and proclaimed that if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. He says, and out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Well, this isn't just for that select group of disciples in Ephesus. This isn't just for the preachers or for the leaders of a church. You know, this is for every single person. You know, Peter preached that on the day of Pentecost. He stood up on that first Pentecost day in Acts chapter 2. The disciples themselves, having just been filled with the Holy Spirit, poured out onto the streets of Jerusalem. And it says, and as they were being filled with the Holy Spirit, in verse 4 it says, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Yeah, and then we read that they poured out onto the streets of Jerusalem and began to declare the wonderful works of God in every language of the world. Now, they haven't learned those languages. You know, God inspired them. You know, as the Holy Ghost filled them, they found themselves with the ability to communicate. Now, they didn't understand what they were saying. They didn't understand the words they were speaking, but those who were in Jerusalem at that time, because people had come from all over the world to Jerusalem to worship at the feast of Pentecost, they all began to hear in their own language the good news of the gospel. So don't limit your abilities to what you think your abilities are. You know, God is able to fill you and use you in a mighty way. But Peter went on to preach, this is the one scripture I want to get to this morning, in verse 38 and 39. Peter told them, because they said, well, they'd heard the gospel preached, and they said, well, what are we going to do then? What shall we do? So Peter began to explain to them the way of salvation. And he says, first of all, he says, you've got to repent. You've got to repent. He says, then he says, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then he says this. He says, for this promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Now I want to ask that same question this morning. I'm not asking you to answer it, I just want you to think about it in your heart. Have you received the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit since you believed? Now some will say, yes, I've received the Holy Ghost. Well, let me ask another question. Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost since that occasion? Because I think there's a lot of Christians, and I include myself in it, that we don't always, or we haven't always been filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, some of us may not have spoken in tongues this week. Some of us, it may have been a few months, maybe even a few years, since we've moved in the things of the Spirit. But God wants us to know that we could be filled today and every day. This is the promise of the Father. This is for all Christians, all believers. Now I'm going to do something this morning which is which will go against a lot of the things that we believe, perhaps, from the Scriptures. Because we believe, we preach, because this is the way it seems to be in the Scriptures, that we repent of our sins, we get born again, we're baptized in water, and then we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, that wasn't always the case, because in the household of Cornelius, and I read about them just a few days ago, in the household of Cornelius, you know, Peter went down to Cornelius' house and preached the gospel, and as he was preaching, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They hadn't been baptized in water. They hadn't had time to be baptized in water because they just began to be filled with God's Spirit. They began to speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost came upon them. So I'm going to say this morning, I'm going to wrap up in a minute, just a moment, and then we're going to come and pray. Because I want us to pray, to seek God. I want to minister and impart to you this morning. Those that want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to say, now don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm going to say, it doesn't matter whether you've been baptized in water or not. God wants to fill you with His Spirit. If He could do it for Cornelius, He can do it for us here in Wisbeach. I'm not saying don't get baptized. You know, if you want to be baptized in water, we're going to baptize you in water. I'll find some water. It might be an old rain butt, but we're going to baptize you somewhere. If you want to be baptized, we will baptize. But seek the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Seek the Holy Spirit. Seek the infilling of the Spirit. Because we are going to need Him in these days, I'm telling you. We need the Holy Spirit. You know, in Acts chapter 1, where Jesus began to send His disciples, and He told them, first of all, He says, I want you to wait in Jerusalem for the infilling of the Spirit. You know, wait here for the promise of the Father, He said. He says, because the Spirit, when it says, when the Spirit comes, but it says, you will be witnesses to me. Here in Jerusalem. Then into Judea and Samaria and to the othermost parts of the earth. You know, today, more than ever, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. You know, we've already seen in the last few weeks some amazing miracles take place. And I want to tell you this, that, you know, we're living in days now where it's not going to be enough. If you're witnessing to somebody, you ain't going to have the time to say, well, come to church on Sunday. You're not going to have the time to say, well, I'll take you to this meeting, or bring you to the pastor, bring you to the preacher, bring you to an evangelist, because you're going to have to deal with it on the street right where you are. You may only have a 1 minute window of opportunity to minister into the life of that person. And you can't afford to wait until Sunday comes. You can't afford to wait until the next big mission, or the next big crusade, or when a visiting preacher comes to. You've got to deal with it there and then. And you've got to be led of the Holy Ghost. You've got to know what the Holy Ghost wants. You've got to be filled with His Spirit. That means you're going to have to minister in the marketplace. You're going to have to minister in the supermarket. You might have to minister standing at your workbench. In the school playground. Wherever you are, that'll be the right time. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You know, I believe we're living in days where Joel's prophecy will be coming true again. Yet Peter stood up on that day of Pentecost and said, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And the prophet Joel prophesied. And let me just read this to you in finishing this morning. What it says. It shall come to pass afterward. And the Holy Spirit translated that through the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost and said that in the last days, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Can I ask a question? Does that include you? Are you an all flesh this morning? Do you qualify under that word all? Is there anybody here that doesn't qualify? We're all part of that. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Do you know what this church needs? And every church. We need people that are seeing visions. People that are dreaming dreams. People that are prophesying. People that are declaring the works of God. Amen. Also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. You know, this morning, we're going to come to pray. And I want to pray for an infilling of the Holy Spirit. for every single person. Everyone. Now, if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, and you want me to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you first. I want you to come and stand at the front. Just come, like you would coming for a prayer line, for healing or something like that. But those that want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, those that have never been filled with the Holy Spirit, yes, you've believed on Jesus. You've given him your heart, you've given him in your life. Now, you may have been baptized, you may not have been baptized. That doesn't matter this morning. But if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, and you want to be, if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, and you want an infilling, a fresh infilling as well. Maybe you haven't spoken in tongues or prophesied for generations, years. Well, then I'm going to pray for you as well. Lay hands on you just as the Apostle Paul did. And there in Ephesus, when Paul laid his hands upon them, they received the Holy Spirit. They spoke with tongues and they prophesied. Hallelujah. Is there anybody this morning that wants prayer? That wants me to pray? You know, it's good for the young people. Young men. Young men. Let's move this right out of the way. Young men. Anybody else this morning? You know, God speaks to us in different ways. You know, and as I was just waiting upon the Lord this morning, you know, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to expect God to come upon you this morning, right here, right now. Now, before we do, this will be a good exercise for all of us. I just want you this morning, before I pray, just to shut your eyes and you're going to go far away this morning. I want you just to shut your eyes and get in your mind a picture. It can be a picture of anything. Maybe a beach you've been on. Maybe of a holiday you've had. Maybe it's your bedroom. I just want you to get a picture in your mind of some place that you've been to. Some place that had a big impression upon you. Now this, I said, each and every one of us will have a different picture. We'll have something different in our mind. Now I want you just to imagine, as you're standing there, you're looking at this picture, just to yourself. Now, not necessarily out loud, but just to yourself, I want you to begin to describe to yourself the picture you're seeing. As you're looking, I want you to turn your, in your mind's eye, you could turn your head physically if you want, but I want you just to turn to the left and see what's over to the left of the picture. Then slowly bring your head back to the front again and then take it out over to the right hand side. So you can see all around you. You know, I did this exercise this morning in my when I was preparing this for this morning. And the picture I had was of a beach. Looking out to the sea, seeing the waves rolling in. There was a boat just in front of me. To the left of me, as I looked, I saw the place where I'd come from because I'd walked along the beach. Seen the footprints in the sand that had been left as I made my way to where I stood. As I turned to the right, I could see more boats. There were palm trees growing up out of the beach. There was vegetation set back. And I could describe that picture so vividly. Now, well, open your eyes. Forget the picture now. Forget that picture that you've... Right now I want you to do something else. I want you to think about something that somebody has told you. Maybe a teacher at school, maybe it was your mum, maybe it was perhaps a person at work, but we need to think about something that they have told you. Something important, maybe it's your growing up, maybe it was in your formative years and you come up and maybe it's, you remember your mum telling you not to go into the road or something like that, but always just think about some words that somebody has spoken to you that's had an impact on your life. I want you to recall every word that was spoken. I'm sure you can do that. I'm sure you've got that. Now, you've probably got a picture of it as well, of that occasion. Maybe that you remember, you've got a picture of your mum standing in the kitchen or something, and she's telling you something, maybe even waving her finger at you. Maybe it's the picture of the teacher stood at the front of the classroom and he's been speaking. So you've probably got a picture along with the words. But now I want you to forget all those words that you've thought about. We're going to have one more exercise and then we're going to pray. I want you to, again, shut your eyes. I want you to picture yourself standing at a wooden gate. You're looking out into a field, a green field. There's either side of the wooden gate, you're standing there, there are the hedges stretching along the length of the field. And as you stand, as you're gazing into that field, you're seeing the grass, the green grass in the field. There may be trees in the background, but you, out of the corner of your eye, you see over to the right-hand side, you see a horse. And that horse is moving towards you. As you look at the horse, you see there's a little girl sitting upon the horse. And the horse is getting nearer and nearer and nearer. It's not galloping, but it's going at a steady trot. You know, it's going quite fast. You know, the girl's riding this horse and she's coming towards you. As this girl on the horse approaches the gate where you're standing, she looks up at you and she sees you stood there. That breaks her concentration and she slips from the horse and hits the ground. Now, as soon as you see the girl hit the ground, I want you to think, what's your reaction at that point? What are you going to do? Now, we're going to come to pray. In that scenario with the horse, there may have been a number of different things you decided. Maybe you was one of those. We're going to climb up the gate, climb over the gate and go to where the girl is. Maybe your another reaction of you to run and make a phone call to get help. Maybe another reaction was maybe you just, I'm going to slap you if you did this. Maybe your reaction was just, you just stood there with your arms on the thing and laughed. Oh, we did that exercise because I want to show you something. You saw a picture in your mind of a place you've been to. You heard voice in your head of someone telling you something. Your reaction didn't come from your head. You probably think that your reaction came from out of here, from inside. And that's where God speaks to us by His Spirit. That's where the Spirit, He gives us pictures in our mind. We hear voices as He ministers to us, or what we call that gut reaction, that inner witness of the Spirit. That's how God speaks. And as I pray, God may give you something like that. He may give you a picture. He may give you some words. He may give you something inside. I want you just to begin to speak it. Just begin to declare it. Doesn't matter who else is listening. I want you to, as God comes upon you, as He perhaps gives you a picture, and you can do this as well, not just the ones that are praying, you know, as we're praying, if God gives you something, begin to speak and begin to declare. Now, you might make a mistake. Now, don't worry about mistakes. When you were learning to walk, you fell over many times. When you were learning to ride a bike, you fell off it a few times. When you were learning, you haven't got there. When you were learning to drive a car, you kangarooed it a few times. You stalled it a few times. And when you begin to move into things, you're going to make some mistakes. You might say something that's not quite right. Don't worry about that, because God has put the onus on the people listening to judge. You've just got to speak what you feel. We have to judge what we believe is right. That we might say, yeah, that's great, that's wonderful, we believe that, that's our God. But we've got to be prepared to make the mistakes. If you never make a mistake, you don't ever go anywhere. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to anoint you with oil, and we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. You want to come in? That's it, light up in front of me, that's it, and I can see you all, that's it, that's good. Now I'm going to pray for you one at a time. Just begin, as I pray for you, just begin to thank God, begin to praise Him, begin to give Him glory. Just say some things, just begin to thank Him. Now, it's going to take a little bit of guts. So I want you to thank Him out loud. Now, you're not talking to me, you're not talking to everybody else in this building. You're just talking to God. Even if you just start off and say, thank you, Jesus. I just want you to begin to praise Him. And as you begin to praise Him, God's going to come upon you. God's going to fill you. God's going to bless you. God's going to start giving you things. You're going to start hearing God speaking to you. The Holy Ghost is going to come. You're going to begin to speak in tongues. You begin to prophesy this morning. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you and bless you. Lord, just lay my hands on my brother Chris. Lord, just flood him with your spirit, Lord. Fill him with your spirit, Lord. Lord, come upon him, Lord. Lord, as Paul laid his hands upon, Lord, those believers in Ephesus. Lord, they spoke with tongues and they prophesied. Lord, now come upon. Lord, breathe your breath, Lord, upon, Lord, these, Lord, that have come forward. Lord, upon Chris. Lord, fill him with your spirit. Hallelujah. Now begin to praise him, Chris. Begin to praise him. Begin to speak. Oh, Father, just pray, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, just bless. Lord, come upon. Lord, breathe your breath, Lord, upon him, Lord. Lord, that he ministers to you, Father. Lord, fill him, Lord. Lord, with the Spirit. Lord, flood him, Lord. Lord, right through his being, Father. Oh, fill him, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just begin to praise him. Begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, just, Lord, bless, Lord, this young man, Lord. Lord, bless him, Lord. Fill him with your spirit, Lord. Lord, just flood him with your spirit. Lord, that he hear your voice speaking to him. Oh, Father, Lord, that he'll move, Lord, in the things of God. Lord, that you raise him up, Father, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just breathe upon him, Lord. Breathe upon him, Lord. Lord, that he might receive, Lord, from you. Hallelujah. 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 Just begin to thank God. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Praise him. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Just bless, Lord. Fill, Lord, my brother, Lord. Lord, fill him, Lord. Lord, Lord, this man, Lord. Raise him, Lord, for your glory. Lord, begin to put in his heart, Lord. Lord, words, Lord, that he should speak, Lord. Lord, things that he should do. Lord, direct him, Lord. But Lord, fill him, Lord, we pray. Lord, fill him with your spirit, Lord. Flood him, Lord, from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet. Lord, that he'll hear your voice. Lord, he'll hear your leading, Lord. Lord, that you'll just speak to him, Lord, as you did the prophets of old. Hallelujah. Lord, impart, Lord, your spirit. Oh, Father, we just pray. Lord, I pray, Lord, for these. Pray for them, Lord. Lord, I bless them, Lord. Oh, just begin to praise God. Begin to speak. Lord, begin to declare what God is saying to you. Begin to speak in other tongues. Don't try and work it out. Just open your mouth and begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord, just fill him, Lord. Flood him, Lord. Fill him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you're good. Lord, you're good. Yes, you're good. Father, Lord, do it, Lord. Lord, bless him, Lord. Lord, out of their innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Lord, out of their innermost being, Lord. Lord, just fill them, Lord. Lord, that rivers might flow this morning. Lord, rivers flowing. him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, just bless him, Lord. Lord, minister to him, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let those rivers flow. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Just don't try and... those words may sound strange. They may not sound like words you know, but just open your mouth and begin to speak them out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep praying for you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, does anybody else want prayer this morning? You know, there's an anointing upon these young men. I felt it as I was praying. If anybody else wants prayer, you're going to be afraid. Your God will only wants to bless you. Your God isn't trying to embarrass anyone. He's just trying to fill you with his power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, begin to praise him. Begin to give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Begin to speak it out. Speak it out. In Jesus' name. Oh, karashura bakayanda sharyanda kahanda. Roshupa bakayanda dakanda baranda. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, kapashada dariyanda. Orojoka shamba bakayanda babahanda. Oroshuda kiyada shamba bakayanda shalamaho. Dariyada ko babahanda kara. Oroshunda kayanda. Oh, bakahanda shanda kimanda babashunda. As it keeps speaking. As it keep on. Kupashanda dariyanda. Kunda Papa Handa. Roshu Bakayandi. Keep on. I say, come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're doing good. Hallelujah. Shu Baba Kayandi. Roshunda Kayanda.
Yanamaka Shanda de Bobo and Dinamaka Sanda.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, come on. Keep speaking. Hallelujah. You're doing good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, kapapashanda kadakandi shadabahanda. Uroshudu ko babahanda shadakada. Doroshum babakanda. Kia doroshuda dadakanda babahandi shalakuhu babahandi. Uroshuda kanda babahanda kahar. Lord, just fill him, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of God's right on you right now. We can feel it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's here. Just receive him. Oh, hallelujah. Kobashunda kahada dadahanda kia tutushanda babahanda. Roshua bakada dadashunda kahara dadashandi. Oh, just praise him. Just begin to speak and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, karashanda babahanda kayande. Kupapapahada dadashuda dadakunda babahandi. Kuroshuda da kayada dadashuda babahandi. Just speak it out, Chris. Speak it out in Jesus' name. Just receive from God. Don't try and be intellectual and try and work it out. Just let God do what he needs to do. Just speak the words that he gives you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Just keep praising. You know, when I was about 9 years old, the Holy Spirit came upon me. I was filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 9, or around that age. Just as same age as some of you are.
Amen.
You know, and I just had this word kept going around in my head, and I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know what it was, and all I had to do was just begin to open my mouth and begin to start making a noise, and God gave me the word. God filled me with the Holy Spirit, and I was speaking in tongues, and God just did. And then shortly after that, God called me to be a preacher. Amen. I want to say my life hasn't been the same. My life hasn't been the same. So just speak. Just release those words.
Amen.
Just open your mouth.
Amen.
Begin to make a noise.
Amen.
It may not sound, it may sound really strange, but just do it. I said, just keep going, Chris. Keep going. Hallelujah. Just begin to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Kevin and Julian. Lord, just bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, just fill them, Lord. Oh, Kapashanda. Hallelujah. I said, just do it, just speak. Just allow God to fill you. Don't stop. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shura dodo kuba bahanda bahanda kia dodo shundi. Karashuda korenda bayada shuda bahandi. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, karashanda, that's it. Come on. You're doing good. You're doing good. Hallelujah. Just keep speaking. Shoda do koba bahanda kayanda. Roshu bakayandi darakanda bahanda. Sholomahunda kayanda bahandi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Just stretch out and pray for these ones. You know, God's upon them. You know, they're filled with the Spirit, speaking in tongues, not very loud, but they're doing it.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen.
Just pray for them. Just reach out. Bless them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shuda ko papahanda kahada. Oro shuda do ko papahanda kayanda. Just begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to speak. Keep doing it. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shumba kayanda. Ora shoda do ko babahanda kayandi. Kia do do shunda kahanda babahandi. Ora shunda koronda ka babahandi. Salama ko babahanda kayanda. Ora shoda ko babahanda. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kia tada shunda kahanda papa handi. Ora shuta kayada. Kia tada shu papa ka. Ora shuta ko papa handi. Ka papa shunda kahada tada ko papa. Hallelujah. So just keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep praising God. Oh, karashanda koratada. Oh, hallelujah. I said, Chris, come on. Hallelujah. Keep praising Him. Speak it out. Hallelujah. Speak it out. Hallelujah. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever been out in the rain? Have you ever been out in the rain when it just started to spit? And you know, when it just starts to spit, you know it's going to come heavy. Oh, we've got a few spits of the Holy Ghost this morning. You're going to receive it heavy. Just keep on praising Him. Keep on speaking. Keep on giving Him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can feel those first drops of rain. Hallelujah. Oh, kapapata shunda kanda. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, out of his innermost being will flow rivers. Lord, rivers. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, is it Chris? Come on. Hallelujah. Keep on. You're doing really good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep on. Don't stop. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Orosho Papa Kanda Papa Handi. Oh Karashanda Papa Kanda Papa. Kaba Papa Sharia to Korata to Kupa Maranda. Orashanda Kianda. Kia to Shunda Papa Handi. Ko Papa Shanda Kanda. Orosho da Kia, the head of his innermost being shall flow rivers. Oh, let that river flow this night. Oh, this day, let that river flow. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, kada shunda kayandi, papa shanda. Just keep on. Keep on, Phil. Keep on speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or shunda ku papa shunda kayandi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
you're doing good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Hallelujah. Look up, doing good work here.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody else this morning. I know perhaps our time's up, but
Jesus.
It'll just be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Spirit. Just open up your heart to God and let Him fill you. Let Him give you visions and dreams. Lord, Lord, just flood, Lord, these people, Lord, I pray. Lord, with Your Spirit. Lord, give them dreams, Lord. Give them visions, Lord. Lord, give them prophetic utterances, Father. Lord, Lord, just do, Lord, what You did. Lord, for Paul. Lord, for Peter. Lord, for John. Lord, for the disciples. Lord, do what You did on the Pentecost day, Father. Lord, just flood, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord, with Your Spirit. Lord, that we'll rise. Lord, we'll rise, Lord. Lord, in the things of God. Lord, that, Lord, You'll just move, Lord. Lord, stir us up, Father, we pray. Lord, just do something spectacular. Lord, something outrageous, Lord. Something unusual, Lord. Lord, in this place. Lord, for us we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, Bashunda Kayanda. Kurashuta Kanda Baba. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Kia todo shunda papa handa kayanda. Shal papa kayanda. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, God's still filling these with the Spirit. Friends, keep encouraging when they get home. Keep encouraging. Keep them speaking and praising God. It's just like a few spits at the moment, but the shower's going to come. It'll come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now, right where you are, wherever you hear my voice, open up your heart and receive. Hallelujah. Just receive right where you are, right now. Hallelujah. God will do it for you too. Hallelujah. What he's been doing here, he'll do wherever you are. Hallelujah. Wherever you're listening to this message, wherever you're hearing my voice, God's touching you. God's ministering to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.